Chapter 5. Society and Culture in Colonial America. 1603 AD through 1763 AD. The American Colonists. When the French and Indian War ended in 1763, nearly 2 million people lived in the 13 colonies. Of these people, the largest group, about 2/3 of the population, had emigrated from England or had been born in America to English parents. The next largest group consisted of English-speaking people from Ireland and Scotland. These people had come to America to escape harsh laws that England had imposed on them. Like most immigrants, they knew they would need to work hard and sacrifice to make a better life for themselves and their children. But they were willing to endure hardships in the colonies for the chance at a better life. These immigrants lived in all 13 colonies and were, for the most part, accepted into American society. Catholics, however, still suffered from anti-Catholic laws in the English colonies. In fact, English Protestants burned down Catholic churches and Catholic libraries, especially in Florida, destroying many of the manuscripts the early French and Spanish missionaries had written. While not nearly as numerous as English-speaking colonists, the Dutch represented a noticeable portion of the colonial population, especially in the middle colonies. Although by the mid-1760s there was still a trickle of people from Holland, most Dutch residents were descendants of original Dutch settlers in New Netherland. The Dutch tended to be Protestant. A small number of Germans resided in the colonies as well. Many Germans were Catholic. The modern Pennsylvania Dutch are descendants of the German immigrants. The word Dutch is an English corruption of the German word Deutsch, which means German. Because the vast majority of the colonists had immigrated from England or had English parents or grandparents, it was only natural that nearly everyone spoke English. Moreover, English customs, government, and beliefs became the customs, governments, and beliefs of the colonies. However, people had come to America to escape the flaws and problems they had seen with England's government, customs, and beliefs. As time passed, the people, institutions, and local governments became less English and more American. A distinctly American culture began to develop. Colonists or their ancestors had come to America and carved a home and livelihood out of the wilderness. These men and women recalled the sacrifices and the starving time at Jamestown. They remembered how many times colonies had failed, or nearly failed. These colonists had been forged in the fire and emerged not as Englishmen and women, but as a new people, Americans.